From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says real progress has been made in negotiations with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's top deputy about a possible meeting between Kim and President Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Pompeo says former North Korean military intelligence chief Kim Jong-chol will deliver a letter to President Trump from Kim Jong-un as work towards setting the stage for a Trump-Kim summit next month continues.
We've made real progress in the last 72 hours towards setting the conditions.
Pompeo says he doesn't yet know if the meeting will happen on June 12th, but says he believes North Korea's leaders are seriously contemplating a big change in their nation's behavior. These meetings are a once-in-a-lifetime chance for peace and prosperity.
Our two countries face a pivotal moment in our relationship in which it could be nothing short of tragic to let this opportunity go to waste.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Kim Jong-chol is planning to travel to Washington on Friday to deliver a personal letter from Kim to President Trump. The United States is escalating transatlantic and North American trade tensions, imposing a 25% tariff on steel imports and a 10% tariff on aluminum imports from the European Union, Canada, and Mexico, all beginning on Friday. The negative reaction from some of America's most important strategic allies has been quick and fierce. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
But we'll continue to look for ways to move forward in a way that does not continue to hurt or continue to harm our citizens in both of our countries the way the actions of this administration today have.
This is VOA News. The UN Security Council has